giving you those day after GABF feels. This is The Perfect Pour.
Wow, full GABF report coming.
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
No.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer show.
Hey,
yeah. A show about things beer geeks are interested in. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about beer, craft beer.
And all nothing but the Star Wars trailer, right?
Yep. All Star Wars trailer. 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours. I listened to a podcast earlier today that was 2 hours on the Star Wars trailer.
Oh, did you know?
Yep.
How'd you feel after that?
Winded.
Crying and sweaty?
I couldn't do another one. There's another Star Wars podcast I listened to, and they had the same thing, 2 hours of the... I was like, I can't do it. I already did it.
What made you more happy, upset, or excited? Was it the first hand that reached out, or was it the last hand that reached out in that trailer?
Oh, the... You mean Luke's robot hand?
Mm-hmm.
Or Kylo Ren's hand reaching out for Rey?
Which one gave you more suspense or?
The Kylo Ren for Rey. Is he really reaching out for Rey or are they just doing trickery?
Okay. And that's all you're going to talk about the whole show.
And so I hope you got.
I'm just kidding. You could go on more. It's cool.
No, because we're here. We're talking about craft beer, bro. We're going to give you beers to look out for, beer releases to look out for. We're going to reveal what we're caught drinking this past week. I have a lot to talk about for Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Personal Phoenix.
You got the rest of the show?
I got an appointment. So if you could just make it quick.
I'm going to wait for Bincott. So you got to wait for like the second half of the show.
Man. Okay.
You have to actually stick around. Lots of voicemails. It's going to be GABF voicemails and more culture and stuff. Oh. But we also have a guest. We haven't had a guest for a little bit. Mike Sommelier from Full Circle Brewing.
Howdy.
Hi. Head brewer, lead brewer.
I think I'm still head brewer.
lead janitor.
You're a brewer.
So far, I've been the brewer, but
the brewer
finally got some more employees.
Got some help. It's like I can't do all the shifts, guys. Yeah. I need some help. Man. So welcome back,
thanks,
Mike. Thanks for being here.
Isn't it funny how you get more employees, but you still have the same amount of work? I've been doing that for 4 years. I have 10 employees under me. I still feel like I'm there all the time.
Yeah, damn it.
Lucky to be here.
Yeah.
All right, so we had a couple beers before we started the show. We had one from New Glory Brewing in San Diego, Ubaha Dank. Uba Dank.
You okay over there?
There's an H. You dropped something over there. Uba Dank West Coast IPA. What do you guys think of that? Uba Dank.
Tasty.
Washed all of that New Belgium out of my mouth, so we're good.
Wow, we also had a Fat Tire.
No, read the bottom.
Belgian White, not your choice of Fat Tire.
Banana Fat Tire.
I tried it. I tried it because we love Stacy, but I still don't like the beer.
Wow, you must really like Stacy trying a Belgian White.
She's all, I gave you guys one of these so you could try it out, and it's like that's plural. She meant on the show. Okay, I won't do this. I'll make sure that happens.
We did it. You did it, Fat Tire.
Even though she doesn't listen and she won't.
We turned it in. We turned in our homework.
And my prayers have been answered on this next beer.
And there were also a Plum Goose from Two Roads. XL Payro donated.
Use more plums in beer.
You're digging this?
I love plum.
Oh, good. Well, that's good for you.
You could put some peanut butter on some toast, a little bit of that beer.
Get the bottom pour in that. Yeah.
Bottom
pour. It was a little too tangy for my taste.
You never had plum jam?
We don't have a bottom pour song.
Peanut butter sandwich.
Bottom pour. It's got to be drop D tuning. Da, da, da.
It's like a perfect pour after dark.
Bottom pour. Do, 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 do,
do. I like it.
He's too busy to write a song.
No,
we're just going to write our own. He's indie. We could do it.
Or, let's do it.
Yeah.
You're just going to bring your Casio next week.
Oh, laser sounds.
Can I get that in a G?
Yeah, I've got an 80s keyboard that makes, you know, all those whooshy sounds.
Yes, we need it.
Cathedral. Gleek, 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 gleek.
Gene from Bob's Burgers.
Oh.
Dog bark.
Yes. We will rewrite all the Paul songs in dog bark keyboard tones.
All right. So I think we need a beer here. I opened up.
Hey, look at that.
We got something dark and we got something not
hey,
so
hey, guys,
dark.
I made this for you. I made you these two beers.
Yeah.
Worked really hard.
Bet you did.
Yep. I made this.
Mikey, which way are we going?
The left. To your left.
To my left. So we're getting Kitten's Mittens.
Kitten Mittens.
I think there's somebody
always walking around making too much noise all the time.
Are you trying to sell us something?
You guys don't watch Always Sunny?
No.
Oh, I do, but not recently.
Just dump it out.
Dump
it. Completely lost all the context.
Kitten Mittens. Now I know. Now I get the reference. Charlie did a big kitten. It was all Charlie.
Yeah.
I love gold.
Charlie Day.
Whoa.
Ooh.
That sounds nice.
That's the medicine. What's the technical term for this Boston Round growler? What was it?
Boston Round.
Boston Round.
Boston Round. I call it a howler because it's a half growler.
Howler. I like
Let's
that.
See if I can mess this
up. Howler is better than first. Boston Round.
For those that are older than 28 might think of it as a medicine bottle.
Yeah, like a big giant medicine bottle. And it is filled with medicine, beer Booze. Medicine.
Take two of these.
Medicine for the soul.
Sleep it up.
All right, it's going around.
So yeah, this is the one that we just released today. Vic Secret. Citra El Dorado Simcoe.
You mean released on Wednesday because today is Friday. Or unless this was released on Friday and today is Friday.
Is this the first time?
Well,
this
I
is
am a brand, time traveler. So.
Brand new beer from Full Circle?
Yeah. First time I made this one.
Public figures to drink this?
I did share some with Central Coast Brewing when I went there this weekend, but it wasn't public.
Those bastards.
Right, private.
It was private.
It was industry. So. That's fine.
Was it industry? Who'd you hang out with?
Oh, my girlfriend.
Oh, well, I mean the Central Coast guys.
Did well, they she were work busy. At Central Coast? Oh, yeah, right. No, we they were busy working, and I'm not one of those guys that goes and like, hey, I want to bug you and drag you off from your job. And
I do that.
So I
all
just
the
shared
time.
It around. I mainly just wanted to empty my growler so I could fill it with juice box heroes.
Well, you know, then.
I did that, and then I took it to work and wanted to share it with everybody else, but then everybody left, and I was sitting there with a freshly opened growler and just crickets and nobody else is there. I was like, I guess I'm soloing this growler. So.
That's days have been worse.
You were the hero of that juice box.
it's hazy. Hazy, bro.
Yeah. It's kind like of a little
you don't
mix
shake up your pineapple juice and you get the clear top pour and then the cloudy bottom pour.
Mm. It's good.
So yeah, just like I said, just
nothing better than
Wednesday
freshness.
Release. Just got it into the serving tank a few days ago.
How many kegs are you gonna have of this?
Well, it was just a 7-barrel batch, and we only got maybe 170 gallons out of the total batch. Just always a ton of loss when you're throwing in as much hops as this is, like 3 pounds a barrel, and just soaks up a lot of beer. But
is this a one-off? Good. You think or?
Yeah, I've been doing these guys. We have Juicy was kind of the first one-off. It was kind of batch number 3 or 4 that we did a year ago. That one just took off, and so now I have to make it all the time. These other ones, like the Kitten Mittens here, Hazy Bone before it, it was a Casa de Fulton Street before that. They've all been kind of one-offs in a way, and just kind of furthering the craft on this because it's kind of what I've hung my hat on, and the hazy IPAs because I love the hell out of them and I love making them. And so these have been kind of my experiments. Same with this one that I forgot. It was a Cryo Self to Sleep. Same with all of these hazy kind of ones have been using what I learned from making juice the first time and then making some different recipes, learning some more off of those and just kind of always changing around, taking the stuff that I learned from doing these one-offs, applying that to Juicy. That recipe is constantly being tweaked. The processes are always being changed. So, yeah, these hazy one-offs are kind of my sandbox to play around with.
Oh, so you're going to be like field work, never make the same beer twice.
If it was up to me, yeah. I've wanted to be the chalkboard brewer that, yeah, even if we make juicy and we call it juicy, it's still just even more different than it has been now. I'm kind of improving it while keeping it the same, whereas these guys, I'm able to just do whatever I want. And so we were able to score some Vic Secret hops, and so that's what I used in Hazy Boone. That's what I used in this one. And then I kind of on this one, I took that Hazy Bone recipe that the grain bill was just oats, wheat, and base malt. So really, really light, really basic. Kind of took that and the hops used in that, kind of mixed it with the juicy recipe. And so this is kind of a mix between those two that were the Hazy Bone beer, that one, partially because we had it out when we had a Bone Thugs and Harmony there, and it just played nicely with their name and everything. That beer, the Hazy Bone, was only around for maybe 3 weeks. So take what I learned from that worked there and apply it to this one and mix a little bit of juicy in there too. So,
did anybody from Bone Thugs and Harmony have the beer?
They actually did, and apparently they liked it. I was too busy working to hear it, but I heard it secondhand that, yeah, they were really liking it. But
back into the dungeon.
They had a beer named sort of after them.
Yeah, because they got was a Busy Bone and Lazy Bone and something. Like, everybody's something bone.
Bony Bone.
Bony Bone.
But, yeah, they dug the beer, actually. It's just surprising because it's not really what I would have expected them to drink, honestly. I figured they would have just had something light and then drink whatever they brought. But it's always great when the artists show up and they're drinking the beers that I made, especially when they're – I listened to Bone Thugs a little bit when I was in, like, sixth, seventh grade, but – we've got POD, Alien Ant Farm, Puddle of Mud. These guys just hanging out there at the bar. Guys that I listened to growing up and listening in high school that are now sitting across the bar drinking the beer that I make. And it's really, cool. Really freaking cool.
It is very cool. Vic, you have Vic Secret hop in here.
Mm-hmm.
What is Vic's, what are the, trademarks of the Vic Secret, or what are the flavor? What does it give to the beer? I know it's been around for a little bit, but I don't know what I'm supposed to taste from a Vic Secret.
From what really made me want to get it was that I wanted Galaxy, but it's pretty much prohibitively expensive if you can even find it out there on the market. To put it into perspective, something like Cascade, you can get all day at like $5 to $7 a pound.
Cascade,
you
can, all day.
If you can find Galaxy, you'll be lucky to spend less than $30 a pound on that. Hmm. If you can even find it in the first place.
Wow.
So Vic Secret
Galaxy. Seems like I see Galaxy somewhat a little bit like.
It's because they planned ahead and got contracts.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean,
or they know people.
Multi-year contracts or trading.
They know people to be able to treat
guy in a trench coat in the back alley.
There's some people where they could just go, I'm not going to use these hops. I'm going to sell them at face value, what I paid for in my contract. And then there's people that are like, I'm probably not going to get around to these. You could buy them at $30 a pound. And so it just depends which you get and how bad you want it. You
know? Or I'm going to throw them away.
No, they'll just let them probably just rot in their cooler.
Yeah, I got to keep that value. So a big secret is, as I read it, as one of me made me want to get it, was that it was the closest substitute, if there was any kind of substitute for Galaxy, which there really isn't, but if you're going to substitute with something, this is the next best thing. So it's supposed to be really fruity. Got it off of this, tropical, fruity, citrusy. I got off of this beer and the previous one, the Hazy Bone. I actually get a lot of kind of resinous dankness off of it that I really wouldn't expect from the Eldorado or the Citra. The Hazy Bone had some mosaic that kind of played off of that and amplified it. And this one, it kind of seems to stand out a little bit more to me because it is the majority hop in the dry hop. The other ones are they're kind of just to support it. So from what I've got off of it was that kind of resinous dankness that really plays off of the fruitiness. And then in this one with the Citra and the Eldorado, that extra citrusiness kind of makes this one, as somebody explained it earlier, as they're tasting it, tastes like a freshly squeezed Valencia orange, whereas Hazy Bone had that mosaic dankness, kind of a little more of the tropical fruitiness. So that's kind of what I get out of Vic Secret out of just the two times I've used it. really do want to get some more of it. Cause again, Galaxy being $30 a pound, Vic Secret, you can find like 17, 18, which is still on the high end for normal hops, but
it's like, it ain't 30 Vic bucks. Vic Secret's like the store brand Galaxy.
Sunny Select.
Yeah, it's a Sunny Select.
Great value Galaxy. Yeah.
Sunny Select. It's a
Kirkland. Kirkland. Galaxy Hop.
Kirkland Secret.
Yes. There you go.
It's the next one to come out.
So, boys, culture, Matt, do you have culture stuff going on?
So, I just want to pick Mike's brain real quick. So, you have mentioned serving tanks. Mm-hmm. And as for somebody myself, which has an alleyway between the brewery and I don't necessarily have a cold box, I'm not saying it's your preferred method. I'm just saying if you put beer into a serving tank that's about 70 gallons and you don't have to change a keg 3, 4, 5 times a night, is that the beauty of it?
It definitely is. We transfer it into it, – it's really just – imagine it as just a big-ass keg.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely makes it a lot easier on pretty much everybody. The only one that doesn't make it easier on is the outside sales guy, just because now he's got to hook up to the tank and pull kegs off of the basic big keg. Okay. But we kind of anticipate that. And, like, mm-hmm. here's the kegs that you have to sell, and that's it. And the rest of it stays in the serving tank. So definitely a lot easier when it comes to cleaning it. It's just a one-time thing, and it's all clean and ready for another couple hundred gallons of beer.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
I'm dreaming the days of having a cold box big enough to where everything is 15-gallon kegs, but I don't have that. So there's only so many things I could run in half barrels and so many things that have to be in 5 gallons. And sometimes you're just changing out 5-gallon kegs all night, and that gets pretty old. So I dream of the days where there's less keg changing.
Yeah, and you guys are just running off of just little kegerators, right?
We have 3 keg boxes and 23 taps, and 21 of them are preferable to use. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
20. Have you been pouring me off those 2 bad taps? is that what happens when I go
there? They just take a little bit longer.
Come here, bro.
They just take a little bit longer.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
Just cut the line down.
No. They're not that bad. It's a ball lock that I converted into a tap faucet, which shouldn't be, but it is. So it's not the best thing, but it works when you have to pour beer.
Yeah, that's
Fresyes Fest.
That's everything at Full Circle.
10,000 bros.
Yeah, they need their beer.
They use
a bunch of squares. I'm still trying to make squares happen.
Squares, huh? What do squares do?
Squares are people that are into beer, like drink beer, and are vaguely into craft beer. Don't really know what's going on, but they're there.
Oh, so like us.
Yeah, so a bunch of squares. Right. Like, we got a bunch of squares in here tonight. That's what I'm... If I was working with Matt, I'd be like, Matt, look at all the squares.
Squares, bro.
He's like, stop trying to make squares happen!
Bringing it back.
So, Mikey, I wish this was San Diego, but it's North Carolina.
Oh.
Okay. What's the average price you pay for a hotel room?
In North Carolina.
Just anywhere, you're comfortable with spending
whatever
when you go out of town.
Oh, in North Carolina or wherever?
Just wherever.
Wherever.
Motel
dream. In between, like, 100,
125, 150. Okay. So, obviously, our dreams of probably staying at the Stone Resort is probably a little bit out of the price range. It's probably going to be over 200.
Yeah.
So, Mother Earth has solved that for us. They now have Mother Earth Motor Lodge.
Oh.
And this is in North Carolina. I wish it was in
single story U-shaped motel.
And so they bought a hotel that was built in 1963. It's two-story.
Oh, it's two-story. Damn.
Two-story, and it's one of those where it has the skinny rectangle windows, and then it's like the top windows 6.5 feet and the bottom windows just a little 2x2 square or something like that. So it's like one of those completely mid-century. And so they pride on that, where they have everything is between mid-century and 70s. And so it's like the olive green sofa with the buttons, and it has like the laminated coffee table with the little pencil legs and the footstool that's in a crushed velvet and stuff. So it's like total retro, but they rehabbed the whole hotel. But I mean, it has the new TVs and Keurig coffee makers and stuff like that. So for $100 a night, you can get the King Economy. And
I'm getting that.
That's my King middle economy. Name right there.
For $119, you can get the King Plus. And the King Plus, Economy Plus, they say it's includes a dresser, 42-inch TV.
I never would use that.
Bathroom with a tub.
42-inch. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I might bump it up then. Depends on I'm with my lady.
The double Economy Plus is the same price.
Wedge into a tub.
And then you could
come upgrade. Come on, honey, we're taking a bath. That's great, dear.
For $129 or $139, you can upgrade to a King Suite or a Double Suite. Which
they have two shower beer shelves.
Those include dresser, desk, living area with mini fridge, Keurig and microwave, two 42-inch TVs, and a large bathroom with a walk-in shower. Bathroom with a walk-in shower. Mm. And all your other little amenities of the free stuff. And they just say, come on down. You can enjoy a beer by the pool, a beer in your hotel room, hang out. And it's within a couple of blocks of the actual tap room from Mother Earth or their spirits.
Okay. So they just bought a hotel and just like,
yeah, but they,
yeah, this is our hotel.
Yeah. But
they didn't get crazy with it. Stone.
I'm just saying it's the affordable, like I could go somewhere. They'll guaranteed have good beer. Mm-hmm. Maybe an okay there'll continental be good breakfast.
Beer people around, like everybody will be up till 3 a.m. yeah. drinking beer.
You're not going to see a guy sneaking a 32 pack of Keystone and does.
Oh yeah, that guy gets kicked out.
You'd be like, who's got some Buku?
That's like the guy that smokes in a non-smoking room.
And then lies out. Hey, no, hey, what are you doing? Hey, don't look at me.
So we had
this charge.
He gets his charge a week later, like Pabst charge.
What the fuck is this? The maid found the cans in the trash, sir. Gotta be a little more discreet than that.
Maid found some big beer pilsner in there.
Yeah. So I'm hoping more breweries get into that where they rehab.
I like that.
Some older motels and drive-ins.
Maybe Tioga should look at a hotel around downtown.
Hotel Fresno?
Maybe the.
Oh, wow. They got a lot of. That's
a lot of rooms.
Fresno's money pit.
That's something pit.
Maybe they'll start doing little, like the Stumptown cans. What are those? 4 ounces or 6 ounces?
Yeah.
Start leaving those in the pillows. Here's a little Buku for staying with us, you know? Nice.
You want more? Come to pool.
Throw some foil over your sample glass, a little wine cooler.
Vending machine of beer. Yes. Beer can vending machine. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. No, there's wine vending machines now. Then why can't somebody make a beer can vending machine?
You'd have to be very careful. It'd be one of those little robotic arms that just kind of picks it out for you and sets it down.
You'd have to take, I guess you'd have to swipe your license in there to get out beer to buy from
beer. They probably have a guy named
Hey Mister. Okay.
They probably have a guy named Keith that just, you know, is at a bar. Hey, Keith, what's up? What can I get you?
Oh, it's a virtual screen on there. He's like, let me see your ID.
So I thought that was pretty cool. It needs to happen more and in California.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Young beer philanthropist.
Remodel a hotel around beer in mind.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Why the hell not? Nick?
Huh?
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Are we seriously doing GABF or no?
Sure.
Okay. I'm just getting passion fruit from this. It's definitely juicy. Maybe I'm just imagining the fruits in my mind.
Yes.
Well, that's why we do the descriptions like we do. Well, not us. I'm terrible at doing descriptions.
Getting another round.
Like, it's fruity, it's citrusy. Just drink it. Just
drink beer.
Doing round two on the.
You tell me what it tastes like. I suck at it. But yeah, the passion fruit, mango, all the tropical stuff is what you're supposed to get off of Vic's Secret. Then throwing the hops in during active fermentation with the yeast, the Vermont yeast still in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also loading it up with hop oils so the end of the kettle definitely helps.
What's going on at GBF, Nick?
Just perusing through the winners. pretty much all I got this time. Looks like Central Coast did it again.
Central Coast got one.
3 years.
For the Monterey Street.
Mm-hmm. Dang, Monterey Street.
They didn't just place. They took the I Love Gold.
Gold!
Category. Our homies in Dust Bowl for the Public Enemy.
Wow.
Baltic Porter.
That was as close to the valley as I could find was Dust Bowl.
Had Monterey Street.
Auburn Ale House seems to be kicking ass.
Mm.
They took a couple
Sacramento
medals.
Sacramento area.
They got one called Hop Donkey.
Hop Donkey.
Hop Donkey.
Donkey.
And
don't follow me around, Donkey.
Firestone been caught slipping. Pivo got bronze this year.
Oh, only bronze.
Only bronze.
Now, Jovi's knocking down cans. What about Pabst? Did it place in the Pilsner category?
I forgot to look. Oh, okay. That would have been a good one to look
Usually that gets a medal.
Can they? I guess anybody could enter that one.
L.A. Right? Pabst brewed in L.A.
Knee Deep got one for Lupulin River.
Ah, so they're
had it.
Still, had it. Still making medals.
Other than that, it's 500 breweries I've never heard of that won this year. Mm-hmm. It just instantly made me feel like I know nothing about
faceless
beer.
Faceless breweries.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Who?
We're like, are they from California? We don't know. Otherwise, we know nothing.
Lots of Midwest, lots of New Jersey. Florida was in there.
They have a lot. It seems like the judges, they must be like, they must not be West Coast heavy on the judges. Because I've noticed the past couple of years, GABF, it's very like, always think of California breweries as being just dominant, especially when it comes to IPAs, and mm-hmm. it doesn't really turn out that way at GABF.
So it's the equivalent of Led Zeppelin never getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Have they never gotten the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That doesn't sound right. I'm pretty sure they have. Why would they have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, at least Dust Bowl. I can't believe Tioga didn't get something.
What did Dust Bowl place with? What did they medal with?
Their Baltic Porter.
Do you know what it got?
I don't even think I've had that.
Gold.
Gold?
Gold.
In like the...
The Baltic Porter.
Baltic Porter category.
They did really well in the IPA category.
Yeah, just put it in wherever. We don't care.
You tell me where it goes.
I'll tell you where it goes.
Busiest kind
of story of my life.
That's what she said. What else? What else, Nick?
And funny, because I didn't know Mike was going to be here tonight, but Riley's Restaurant has had their 1 year anniversary. They made it 1 year.
Oh, that's good.
With their new business model.
North Clovis.
They're not even Clovis. They're full on Clovis, huh?
Yeah, full on, bro.
Mm-hmm. Full on.
I have yet to be out there just because it's North Clovis.
The food's actually really good.
I'll have to try.
I went out there opening night, actually, since I felt bad for just having quit working there.
Congrats, guys. I quit.
That happened just before that. But no, I had their Nemechek burger, which is like their loaded everything, just throw the whole kitchen sink burger. And it was really, really good.
Oh.
I personally like the design of the place, but, you know.
Oh.
I liked it except for the closet that they had, their little tiny one fermenter, two vessel, three barrel system in. I was like, yeah, that's I'm not that fat and I can barely fit in there.
It's more of a display case than a brewery, but yeah.
Yeah, it does still work, but it's not what I was looking to get into. And so I'm at Full Circle doing 7 barrels and 15 barrels instead. And having at least a couple more feet of room in there. not much, but a little bit more room.
So Full Circle making some news. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. You guys are opening yourselves up for investment, for public investment?
Yes, it's a Title III capital campaign. I don't remember exactly what they call it, but it's something that is relatively new to where Full Circle is actually the first brewery west of the Rockies to even do it at all. And like right after we did ours and filed the paperwork, like I think within the month after that, we saw that Mission down in San Diego is doing the same thing. And so it's something that's different to where previously you would have to basically just be pretty rich and be pretty well off to begin with to invest in a company like this. But it was something passed under the Obama administration that allows people to make, I believe you have to make less than $100,000 a year to invest anything, at least in this campaign that we have. And so the minimum buy-in is $500. And so anybody, you got $500 burning a hole in your pocket, you can invest in Full Circle and not only actually own shares in the company as we go from 7 barrels to 30 barrels and start canning, and just going nuts the second year that we're open. But for that $500, that entry level tier, you get some perks, which honestly, I forget exactly what it is the perks are, but it's been best described as a Kickstarter on steroids. Because you get those perks for those different levels of how much you invest, but you also then, as an aside, actually own security in that company. Mm-hmm. So as we continue to grow, those values grow, benefits everybody. It prevents us from having to go to a bank, prevents us from having to go to private equity firms. So we will be the first community-owned brewery on the West Coast. And we have, I think, maybe like 40 or 45 days left. It's, you're only allowed to do it for, I think it's like a 90-day period. You're only allowed to raise up to $1 million in each one of these campaign raises that you do. But whatever we happen to get out of this is going to go a long ways to get our 30-barrel tanks that we already have in possession. We got them stood up last week. We got to get them plumbed in. We got to get drains and everything put in there. So all of this capital campaign is going to help us get there, get our cans actually running. We actually did our first official, like almost there, canning run from the tank this past Monday with our Clusterfugel batch.
You're going to can Clusterfugel?
Yeah, we're canning Clusterfugel and Juicy to start out with in 16-ounce cans. And nice. Then go from there, depending on what else comes up. Those have been by far the best-selling beers that we've got, so kind of makes sense to put them in the cans. And mm-hmm. I know that I'm a hophead and love the IPAs that we got, but honestly, at the end of that long hot day, that Clusterfugel really hits the spot. It's, as we call it, a dad beer, a lawnmower beer. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those I think would do pretty well in a 16-ounce four-pack. And then Juicy, it kind of goes without saying. That's one of those that I know once we drop those, we're going to be right back to running out of Juicy all the time. Just like all the success that Tioga's had with their hazy IPA releases. Mm-hmm. It gets pretty hard to keep that stuff around.
Yep.
Which
is a good problem. Pretty much the cans are pretty much brewery only. It's not going to be distributed probably.
It depends on how much we've got to go around, but yeah, definitely to start is going to be in the brewery only. Once we get the 30-barrel fermenters and bright tanks online, it'll be a bit easier for us to have some extra stock to sell to, mm-hmm. to other accounts. But really, I'm, as the brewer, I'm pushing to really keep it in-house as much as possible just because of just the inherent instability of the beers. I would hate for any of this stuff to go out to some place where they can't keep it cold and it gets warm for however long. And then somebody ends up buying that.
It's a different beer.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, Full Circle beer's crap. I'm like, it's not what I put in that can. It really was better than that. I don't want to be put in that position. So if it's completely up to me, which it's not, I don't own a business. I just work there. If it was up to me completely, yeah, we're going to sell every drop of that beer out of the tap room. And if you want it, you got to come to us for it. But we're also getting to the point that I think we'll be making enough to start to put it out to, you know, the Maroa Shells and Fig Tree Liquors and the places we know can take care of it, mm-hmm. and represent it the best for us.
Nice. Well, will you do? A couple weeks ago, we had the debate on whether it's better to do a line can release where everyone's waiting in line, you get in line and wait in line all night or early in the morning, or is it better to just do it online and you just show up and pick up your beer that's already been reserved? What are you guys going to do for the canning release?
Honestly, I don't think we have enough hype to really worry about that. Yeah. Being really honest with you,
being new, it's like,
yeah, there's still plenty of people in Fresno that still honestly don't even know we exist, which at this point kind of surprises me because now we're like out there all the time.
Right.
Previous guys, they're very much like, just leave us alone, let us do our thing. And So there's a lot of people who didn't know that it's been there for, at this point now, 17 years. It would be, I guess, in a way, cool to have that. At the same time, I'm one of those people that I'm not waiting in line for any beer. I don't care what it is. Like, when I go to the beer fest and there's that big long line for those breweries that are all hyped up,
right,
I'm going next door where they're just sitting there twiddling their thumbs. I'm like, yeah, hey, you guys look bored. I want to sit here and hang out with you. Because, yeah, you got some beer. And if and when we do get there, I'm always going to be the one that is coming from the consumer side. I've always seen myself as a home brewer, craft beer consumer. So I'm always pitching for keep the costs low and get it out to all the people that we can. If we're in that position of, do we do lines or do we do online? I think to start, we're small enough that it would just be lines.
Yeah.
And maybe we're cool enough that we get to having to worry about that. But like I said, honestly, I've never been part of that waiting in line or anything online lottery. So I don't know what's more comfortable for you guys. what seems to be more the more popular thing in circles of,
I think people complain either way. There's going to be problems either way. I kind of like a mix of both. I think it's good for the breweries culture and fandom to have lines and have people, you're out there hanging out and everyone's talking and maybe secretly drinking out there, even though they're not supposed to, but everyone kind of looks the other way.
Plus you get the cool video montage of the line.
Yeah. Then there's a nice 1 minute speed of look at the line video.
Just and doubling over like an old Flintstones background.
Yeah.
I've seen that guy like 5 times.
The online thing is kind of boring, but I mean, I get at some point, your brewery, you just don't want to deal with all that shit. You just want to, like, sell your beer to the people that want
it. Especially if you got neighbors you don't want to piss off.
Right, yeah. Because, there was one line, a video I saw of a line. It was a brewery back east. It was a bigger beer geek brewery, but I'm not going to think of the name right now. But it was the most insane line I've ever seen. Like, it was one of those line videos, and it just kept going. I was like, are they splicing this? It was not spliced. It was all one shot, and it was going all throughout the neighborhood. Like, it was just it was just a snake throughout the whole block of neighborhood. It was like, imagine in Tioga, if the beer line just went through that whole South Stadium area. It was just like line for the beer. It was like ends up
right in front of Full Circle.
Yeah, it would have. It's just like, so I mean, that kind of just sort of gets insane, but also it's fun.
Yeah, like, so we're not anywhere close to any kind of hype on that, or for anything really, but we've talked about it of when I put a new beer out, like the Kitten Mittens here, usually like we'll announce the release on Thursday. A lot of times I've got it in the tank by Wednesday, so I'm like, yeah, start freaking selling it. Just kind of secret menu stuff to kind of, in my eyes, reward the people who are there all the time on a Wednesday. Those are usually some of our regulars. And like I said, I like rewarding those people that are there regardless of what we have. If there's anything special, they're still there having a beer and just hanging out. And like I said, from a consumer point, I like being one of those people that just happens to hang out at a brewery and they're like, oh, hey, we got this something new, and kind of tease it out there, kind of get the word out there grassroots before we really put it out publicly. So
reward the geeks.
Pro tip. Yeah, so like on Friday, actually releasing the Firkin version of this other growler Firkin. Or howler we have here. It's our first ever Firkin. We did a collaboration with the San Joaquin Warthogs Homebrew Club, which is where I started as a homebrewer. we kind of split off into little groups and all did different batches of beer, then took all those beers, had them judged by BJCP judges, and the winning beer was this kind of almond brown that we took that recipe and then made into collaboration, took some stuff out, added some stuff in, kind of had to make it work on our system. And so we got that here. That's the full name that I've deemed it is the San Joaquin Warthogs Homebrew Club Collaboration Salted Caramel Almond Imperial Brown Ale.
Oh, yeah.
This is homebrew, really, and why the hell not? Yeah, I think we have like a contest. Like, say it like 5 times fast without screwing up, and you get a free pint or something. But
woohoo! Try that. I'm gonna work on that.
That's not official, but I think it would be cool if we could legally do that. But yeah, we're gonna be tapping our first ever Firkin at 6 p.m. actually this Friday the Firkin 13th. So we'll have this Imperial Salted Caramel Almond Brown Ale with chocolate added and brown sugar. And so we're tapping that at 6. And so leaning into the line thing, it'd be cool to have special releases like that and have people start to show up before we even tap it. So then we start to build that hype, not as anything artificial, but it's just that we've got some special stuff here and people start hearing about it and start showing up a little earlier. And so just kind of grassroots build that up. To have at least a little bit of hype. I'm cool with a little bit.
Yeah, that feels right. Just a little bit of hype. Just you don't want nobody paying attention.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Been there.
Like, yeah, some few nerds out there at least.
And then they start talking about it. I was like, I had seen that social media post at some point. Full Circle is a thing now? Like the thingiest.
The thingiest.
Ouch. Yeah, it is now.
It is now, bro.
Come back.
As we keep hanging out, wait, what was
it? Did we want to move on?
No, let's just stare at it.
what nice was the website for the investment side?
There is a specific. I know I'm gonna get flogged if I don't say that.
The other day,
tapin.beer.
Tapin.beer. That's it.
Yeah,
it's dot beer. There's dot beer now. I can buy a dot beer.
Probably, yeah. But yeah, that's our URL for our capital campaign. Raise and if you check out our Facebook, we do seminars as well in person at the brewery, describing all of the stuff, all the info that you have to go to the tapin.beer site to put your info in there, and you'll get it sent directly to you. Or check out our Facebook, see the next time we're doing one of these seminars, and you can sit there and actually talk face to face with the owner, who is a certified public accountant,
grill him,
knows all this stuff, knows all the answers to all the questions. So yeah, tapin.beer is definitely the place to go to check in for that.
Tapin.beer. Then we want some more beer. Let's tap into some more beer here.
More beer. Morebeer.com.
Oh boy.
I
think we owe them money now.
Yeah. And they're like, hey man, we did a commercial for you. You owe us $100. Wait, what? Yeah. You brought our name down by throwing it on your dumb show. Damn it. Sorry. Don't mention more beer.
So lessbeer.com.
Let's
do this other one.
It's either that or we let it get warmer.
Mouthful. What is a dark beer? Like it actually works.
Have the tannins mellowed?
Mellow the tannins.
Probably not.
As Mike opens up a new beer, we have a report from Colin.
Ooh, whoa.
We have a report.
And this one was filled straight from the fermenter. This one is really early release.
Okay, I start. Perfect pour. It's us. We want to say hi. We're drinking. Hi. It's Saturday, and it's been a good time.
It's Colin and Janine.
We're listening to the show, and we've been having Colorado lots of fun listening to the show. We decided we don't really know enough about you guys. We want to do something a little bit different.
Oh, no.
And so we have an idea to guess what you guys do for an occupation. So
guess the occupation.
Yeah. So I
wonder what Matt does
first.
So, Mikey, yeah.
You go, Colin.
I think Mikey's just a fucking stud. I think he just rolls around being a stud, but I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's stupid.
We'll find out shortly.
Fine.
Okay, Mikey, I think you're a cable installer.
Ooh.
Like
cable guy.
Or dish or something like
cable
that.
Cable guy.
I think that you're a software cable installer.
Free cable.
cable.
Well, we know what, we kind of know what Matt does because you guys talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
we
do? He's a brewer.
He's a brewer.
Oh. Okay,
so now Nick.
Nick.
Nick, other than being a strip mystery. Club DJ.
No, he's porn a porn DJ. Star DJ.
Yeah.
Either one.
He's a porn star DJ.
Like. You're a Volkswagen mechanic.
Is he a Volkswagen mechanic?
Yes.
That's one of his porn
stars. Volkswagen doesn't get his crank polished enough. Oh,
Becky's problem.
Wow, you can't bring... Okay, anyway. Well, that's... So that's it. Oh, also, we want you guys to guess what we do. You don't have to, because like that's very self-centered, but, I mean, that would be kind of funny.
Yeah, just try it so it's a game. No, guess the occupation.
No, my job involves cocks and nipples.
What the and fuck? So does mine.
Not, I mean,
and if you don't want to play, go fuck yourselves.
Oh. Fuck yourself, guys.
So we're playing.
Keep up the good work.
I'm going to say they have a farm.
Ah.
Cocks. And hens, nipples. Cocks. And then nipples like so cows. So dairy. They have a dairy with roosters running around. That was my guess.
I'm going to guess Pottery Barn.
they work at Pottery Barn?
Yes.
All right.
That would have both of those things.
Steam engine locomotive engineers. At the zoo.
At the zoo, specifically.
I think for a shot in the dark, they were pretty close to Mikey's.
They got, yeah, they got roughly, it's not, they didn't hit it, but they're in the ballpark.
They had their wires crossed,
yeah,
but
yeah.
They were almost
ooh,
there.
Whoa. I'm punning it up. Ooh. Matt's punning it up.
And see, there's no, I don't think anybody could guess what Nick actually day job. Because there's been no
sometimes I don't even know what
no
I
indication
do.
Of it other than maybe Zach's what you're helping out with Zach's brewing. Mm-hmm. It could decipher it, but other could than be. That, yeah,
yeah.
Well, look,
and it's we don't have to say it until they guess it, right? We're gonna leave it a mystery until they actually guess.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure,
like 100%.
Makes it fun.
I don't like to mix my day. My day life with my
oh no why would that's why we
podcast
drink
life
day man night
yeah. Hey, I know you. You're on that podcast. Nope, not me.
Nope, not me.
It's the other guy.
I don't know what a podcast is, sir. You have to explain that to me, please. What that is?
I just look like a brewer. I can't even claim that anymore. It's been too long.
You have beard of brewer. You mm-hmm. must be great brewer.
You work for a brewery, don't you? Yep, I sure do.
So yeah, I tried to grow a beard.
We're behind. What are we having right now, Mike?
This is our collaboration brown ale. This is one that has not yet been released. Actually, it's still
another
in the
one.
Still in the conical fermenter or bright tank, however you want to look at it.
Conical fermenter.
So yeah, our conical fermenters take pressure. We're using some of the old horizontal dairy tanks that they used previously mm-hmm. that is very thin sheet metal and cannot take pressure, as evidenced by the many dents on the tank caused by pulling beer out of it while not putting air or any kind of anything back into there to mm-hmm. for that displacement. Those tanks will implode. Put any negative pressure. We also can't any positive pressure in there. So I can't carbonate in those tanks. So I have to brew it in the beer, wait for a conical fermenter to be open, transfer the beer into there, carbonate it in there, and transfer it back out to serving tank, keg, whatever. It's just an extra couple of steps. It's a really big pain in the butt. But we make it work anyways because that's what mm-hmm. Full Circle is. It's a pain in the butt, but we make it work.
If it was easy, it wouldn't be called making that. Beer. If it was easy, we'd all be sitting at Golden Road in front of computers pushing buttons and watching little blips and blips. What's with all this churning and bubbling? It's Mr. Coffee, sir. I always like to watch coffee when I brew beer.
That's what they did at Boulevard.
They probably do.
Wow, you haven't brought that up in a while.
Yeah. There's some douchebag I heard that pushes buttons and thinks he's a brewer.
I'm a brewer. Watch me.
Push button.
There is such thing as brewing by numbers, and there is such thing as you need some sort of doctorate, almost degree to brew. And there's both realms.
And then there's us, which is just a big-ass homebrew system, really.
Yes. Industrial Mr. Beer Kit.
I'm literally in there stirring it by hand most of the time. And
Chasing dough balls.
Yeah, we're about as manual as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Speaking of Nick, do we have a tap room update this week?
No, I haven't been by. And from what I hear, he's brewing, getting ready for the Fulton Street opening.
All right. Zach's Brewing will be available at the Fulton Street opening for those in Fresno.
Yes.
There's the a taste of the mini, Ultra.
Mini, of the oh, you guys Ultra. Will be at the Ultra full circle?
Absolutely, yeah. We're part of that.
Ultra, bro. Yeah,
get your stamps.
Ultra!
Are the books out yet? No, they, I've seen the preview book for it.
What's that?
That's haven't even seen that.
October 21st?
Yes, right? Yes. Yeah.
4 to 9 p.m.
4 to 9 p.m. There will be a special beer garden. Alechel beer
garden. Dueling beer garden.
There'll be
dueling.
Three beer gardens. I don't understand there'll be that. A food truck plaza. There, you don't understand it?
Three beer gardens. Do I buy one ticket?
Hold on. So on Kern, the little Kern plaza in front of the beer garden entrance, that's the $20. You get a taste of all the different breweries on Ale Trail. They'll be bringing out specialty things you can't normally get. You'll get your little glass and you'll sample stuff like that. You go up to Mariposa where the bigger party's happening. And that's a normal beer garden. You pay as you go. And then Arte de Americas.
The street, not the county.
Mariposa Street.
I was like, man, that's a really
hard wow, I got to go up to Mariposa County.
Mariposa Plaza.
I'm here, guys.
And then on Merced Street, Arte is having a beer garden, which is also happening during that time, but it's also a pay-as-you-go separate thing. So wherever you end up on the mall, just go. You can find beer.
All right. So I got to pay different times.
Three of the six blocks of Fulton District. Sorry. I still like calling it a mall because I can drive down.
Oh, because stuff. Only the past 50 years or so. Yeah.
So three of the six blocks of the Fulton District will have beer on them. So you have pretty good odds.
So am I going to have to deal with a lot of traffic walking down Fulton, or can I walk freely down Fulton to all these beer gardens?
There is a 20-foot sidewalk on one side with fountains that you can or cannot walk through, depending how you feel.
Yeah.
And the other side
sounds
has
like
at
an
least
encumbrance.
The other side is at least 10 to 12 feet.
Closed so. Mall. But whatever. That's fine.
Closed mall guy. Okay.
He's a closed mall guy.
You'll have to walk in and out of the many vehicles parked along the street.
Oh, jeez. All right, guys.
So you guys so as I said, finding out that nobody here is allergic to almonds because there actually is crushed toasted almonds added to this.
No, we should be good.
Ooh, actual almonds.
What's this one called again?
Are these almonds organic?
What's it called again?
Well, just say Warthog's brand.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Why don't you say
Warthog's homebrew collaboration salted salted caramel almond imperial brown ale. There we go. I can't even get it right.
Don't get too much caramel, but I'm not necessarily upset by that.
Yeah, originally I wanted to do a salted caramel brown ale just by its own, and then this happened to just come up, the one that happened to win through the judging of the contest as we did. Just happened to be a brown ale. I was like, well, I was already going to do a salted caramel, and this one's also a brown, so let's put the two together. It was like a lot of the brews that I've done, just kind of a shot in the dark. I'd never done something like this. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, let's try it out and see how it works. So.
I mean, it's good. It's both beers that you brought are really good examples of what you guys do there.
Thanks.
And to me, it's like I keep the nose on it almost I hope it's not a slap in the face, but almost kind of reminds me of a English or a Baltic porter kind of.
Which really the line between a brown and a porter is kind of fine. So
yeah, but I'm digging it.
I am too. Mm-hmm. It's not my style and I like it.
She comes. Oh,
damn it.
What? Stop the press.
How many times would I do that?
I would like to dig more of this. Leave me your voicemail.
Five five 9492 0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour in the Dorktown Network of podcasts, and we are recorded a little early last week, so I think we missed probably on a couple that were intended for last week. Just a heads up.
Hey guys, hope this makes the show.
It didn't. Okay, just to let you know. The first voicemail of the week.
Hey, guys. From it's Paul.
Paul the Brewer.
I'm from the BevMo industry guy. Parking lot.
Yes.
What? Hey, everyone, hold on.
Hold, please. BevMo parking
lot report. It's too depressing. Maybe I should start a local indie bottle shop parking lot report.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for now, here I am. Sitting out front of the BevMo. Let's talk graveyards. Can we talk graveyards?
Sure.
Pizza Port?
In last week and was saying that it had quite a bit of heat to it. My guess is that what Chew was referring to was the intense hot bite. You know, I was drinking graveyards like crazy last year. I cracked one this year, and I was like, wow, shit, that's bitter. And I think what's happening, because I'm 100% sure it's the exact same recipe.
Professional brewer.
I think what
now,
is happening
yes.
is whether we like it or not, the Northeast style IPAs are changing our palates.
No.
We're getting a lot more of the aroma hops and a lot less of the bittering hops. And,
the whole time I've been right here.
Even if we make a conscious effort to avoid those beers, it's kind of changing how most IPAs are starting to be made. And then when you taste something that even last year you were tasting, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, holy shit. It's making sissies out of all of us.
May and be pay and be.
Bitterness. No, I don't give a shit. It's all good. I don't care. I like the hazies. I like the non-hazies. It's just, it is what it is. Hey, so here's something. You know you're a beer geek when you get a Whole Foods gift card and you spend it all on beer.
Yes.
Either that or you Life know you're goals. An alcoholic. But either way, that's what I did recently. So,
why not?
Yeah. Okay, guys. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. What, either buy a six-pack or you get a 3/4 of a pound at the hot bar?
Are you allowed to buy alcohol you with your fate. Gift card?
Apparently so.
All right, good. Then good to know.
Yeah. Of course, I like the fact that the BevMo parking lot reports have just turned into endless rants while in the parking lot. And not actually what's happening in the store anymore.
Yeah, like, remember, he goes in, he just goes to the parking lot.
And rants.
And then, like, and then leaves.
And then, yeah. So remember, didn't he get chased out one time? Yeah. Or he chased somebody out?
Ironically, I probably mentioned this before, that is producer Becky's old parking lot. When I was,
all the BevMos was, in the same parking
yeah,
lot?
Yeah, as the Cost Plus. Ooh. When I was courting producer Becky, I showed up in that parking lot one night.
Leaning on your Mustang with your Letterman jacket.
Like, I surprised her and drived up from Fresno, you know, like a stalker would, like any good stalker would. Drived up from Fresno and didn't say anything, and just I knew her shift.
Tossing your keys so it makes
sense. And then she wasn't there, but her car was there, and she was gone. Dang. So I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? This is pre-cell phone, where you're just like, where are you? And so I'm just like, fuck, I drove all the way up here. And she's like, what happened? Like, maybe her car broke down. She had to go home. Because I don't think I knew where she lived at that point. Yeah, I hadn't stalked her that
yet.
Good.
Yeah.
And like, she had just gone drinking with her friends after work. And like, so I just had to sit there in the lot for like a couple hours.
You did. And
she finally shows up. I'm like, I drove up here for you.
I just got here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would just happen to be driving by.
Your hood's cold.
Yeah, your hood's cold. Sorry. I just did a.
I definitely prefer the cell phone age.
The cell phone age, you prefer it?
Yeah.
Where you can get a hold of somebody. That took me a long time to get used to. Like, people can get a hold of me immediately. I still ignore the phone as much as possible when somebody calls. I'm like, I'm gonna call that person in an hour because I don't want them to think that I can immediately.
I might have better things to do.
Yeah.
With me, just text me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, text, too. That's, yeah.
I won't talk to you, but I'll text you.
I don't like these newfangled things. Damn it. Where are we? Are we still in
the beer
podcast?
Hey, guys, you were calling in.
Welcome
to my screwed-up phone call from last week about the garage was a debauchery down in San Diego.
You
might have a little bit to do with it. Back to episode 191, you know, 158. A little bit of a drunk those, but down to my question. So everybody's talking about GABF versus Munich in the original Oktoberfest. I'm thinking GABF really is about the beer. And maybe at Oktoberfest, it's really about hanging out with friends, family, and just having a little bit of a get-together. It's really not about the beer. So good beer, bad beer, I think it's all about just having a good time together and doing stories. You know, about the original Oktoberfest in Germany. And GABF, all I think about award-winning metal beers, who's going to win, who's not going to win, who should have won. You know, that's kind of what GABF is all about. But, yeah, I did do a tour of 39 a few weeks ago. And for my 40th, my plan is to go to Germany, Oktoberfest, and Eastern Europe, Prague, Austria, you know, kind of that thing, maybe Poland. Still planning it out, but got the game with Daniel to do it. But that's my plan, and that's my take on Oktoberfest versus GABF. Two different things, so you really can't compare them. Let me know what you guys think, and keep up the good work.
They're not comparable.
I disagree.
You're seeing. Bad comparison. But there's going to be a get it for Evil Circle's 40th or in Europe, so you guys want to get it going.
Sound get it like going?
That's what I got from that voicemail. There's a get it happening. We got lots of voicemails this week, guys.
Right. Hi, this is Janine from Colorado, calling from GABF. I'm here with my husband, Colin.
Hey guys, how's it going? We're getting together. It's awesome. Hey, Mom, we just want to call and say how awesome it is and how much you guys should come next year or the year after. But you really should put it on your to-do list, for sure, because it's a blast.
Yeah, save up. Save your pennies. Come out here. We can love GABF. It's enormous. There's so many brewing companies. We're going to spend like 2 hours just in California alone because we drank all the Colorado beers. But I want you guys to know that this is a excellent place to be right now, and I'm enjoying the hell out of my Friday.
I am too. And we want you to keep up the good work, guys.
So they're at GBF. If you all remember, there was a get it.
Yeah.
Get it at the Modern Times booth that our Colorado reps there started. And a lot of people were wondering, like, what happened? What happened to get it? It was just them. They were the get it.
They got it.
We've even put it out on Facebook, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's big. We had one say, that, oh, we'll see you guys there.
Yeah, come on.
They didn't show up.
So disappointing. Yeah. Disappointing. I'm disappointed in our listeners that went to GABF because missed out on the get it. And the dogs are.
Yeah, the dog's back. Right here.
I know I need a bath, but damn.
Whoa. That was a missed butt trial. Yeah, butt down. We got butt down from GABF.
Nice.
Great American.
Take that, other podcasts.
So Tony Baggs gives me a call and he says.
He just launches into it.
Yeah. Coming into town.
That's the way you do it.
Go. So I recommended a bar for him. He goes, well, yeah, but it's just a bar. I said, yeah, but bags, titties.
Oh, no.
Oh, free titties and first beer purchase. This is the greatest dive bar in the history of the world. Yeah. And no, it's not a strip club. But
it's just a bar.
We're having to get it at a bar called the Screaming Chicken.
Still don't know who this is.
And it's amazing.
No clue.
Going to see some Foo Fighters.
Never heard of these guys before.
Casey Elephant and Queens of Stone Age and the Kills. I'm going to propose to Allison Moffitt tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. Jim. But keep up the good work, guys.
And I'm not driving.
Not driving. Bye.
No clue who that was. I wish they would have said something. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks for the voicemail, random voicemailers.
That was Fontana Jim and Tony Baggs.
So you think.
Maybe. Come on. We all know who that was.
Hey, guys!
Having fun.
Can you hear me?
Nope.
Wait a minute.
I'm dying.
I'm not Scotty B. Hey, guys, it's Florida Steve.
Wow, he's getting good at that.
Pretty good.
Hey, get it. It's happening. That's in good the as state my, of Florida.
Mine.
Oh, really?
Lumber Jose.
We'll hear this
right.
In a minute.
It will be on October 15th, tentatively,
ooh.
Or hopefully, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Get it alert.
I am leaving the east coast of Florida and traveling over to the west coast of Florida.
Ooh.
It does take a while to get over to that side of the state.
Really?
Around four and a half hours,
really?
Give or take.
It doesn't look like that on the map. Sorry, Forrest.
The number of ways to get there are limited.
My
so,
map says otherwise.
Me and my wife will probably be leaving the house early in the morning and then getting on the road. But anyway, I would like to be the Florida representative.
Yeah, we already wanted you.
the listeners of the Perfect Four. But I have a bit of an issue.
Okay.
Like California, Florida is pretty big.
Yeah.
Especially from...
Nope, you're all... The whole state. South. Whole state, Steve.
It is well over a seven-hour drive to get out of the state of Florida from its southernmost point. So what I would recommend is that we split up the state of Florida into three zones. You have South Florida, where I would like to be the representative, and then you have Central Florida, which would encompass Orlando and Tampa, since Tampa is kind of in the center too, but on the west coast. And I would nominate Lumber Jose to be the Central Florida representative. And then North Florida, not so sure. I'm not sure who up around North Florida listens to the Perfect Four, but I'm sure there is somebody out there who does. So anyway, guys, my time is limited. My Bincox, I had dogfish, blood and flesh and blood. It was a blood orange IPA. Later.
hey, dogfish, this is fine. This is fine. Goodbye.
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 I think seven hours to drive Florida.
Florida, Steve's like, I need help.
That's barely getting to San Diego for us.
I need help.
Yeah, right? That's what I was thinking. I was it's about us to San Diego, it seems like Florida is, but I've never been.
California. Quit your whining.
Yeah. Florida, Steve needs help.
Get to San Diego in 4 hours. Come on.
We need to give him some backup, guys. Come on.
All right. So he's proclaiming sole proprietorship of Southern Florida, right? Is that what I heard?
He just is being modest. He could handle the whole thing.
I thought he was from
That's
Tampa.
What she said.
Wow.
It's America's Wayne.
So.
there's some more Florida.
This is mighty Wayne.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I got another big guy. I also had.
He's running out of time, but.
Oktoberfest. Again this year. Not too bad. I bought a 4-pack of it. Or a 6-pack. 6-pack. Of the Oktoberfest. But then, yeah, the other beer I got was Dogfish Head Flesh and Blood, which is the...
Got it.
It's a IPA with...
You already told us.
Let's see. Orange peel, lemon juice, and... No.
that was a sequel.
Lemon flesh?
Vic Secret?
Blood orange juice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I remember
that's
that.
That's what it is. So... And I'm done with my hurricane stash, so that's all pretty much gone, so I had to start buying beers.
Damn it.
Anyway, guys, that's all I got. Keep up the good work.
Cheers.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, Florida Steve.
So Florida Steve says he has an allergic reaction to pineapple. He cannot have pineapple on pizza.
But should it belong on pizza?
Yes, it absolutely should. Except for his situation.
If it's life or death,
yeah,
just be careful.
If I had a DeLorean time machine, I'd go back in time and stop the first guy to put pineapple on pizza.
That's not what you do with the time machine.
Pineapple on pizza, I would have been like, no, and whacked it out of his hand.
And then we probably wouldn't have French fries.
And then the world would be better.
So you got
then I could be the pineapple pizza inventor.
So you got one plutonium cell left.
Yep.
And you're going to use your one trip into the past to do that.
Yep, why not?
That's lame, says why.
If I stop... And
baby Hitler's like... Yeah.
Baby Hitler. Yeah. You're going to let baby Hitler live.
Yeah, because...
And stop pineapple pizza. Stop. That's what we're hearing right now.
Well, one's genocide and the other's Hitler.
The other's pineapple on pizza. I mean.
Wow, Mike. You're not even going to go back and invent Mr. Fusion so you could have infinite time travel.
I don't even
travels.
Know how you sleep at night.
With lots and lots of pineapple pizza.
Snuggled up next to him.
Upper Pass Beer Company, a Vermont brewer.
Look at him trying to get on with the podcast.
First drop. An APA.
Pineapple pizza APA.
XL Pero donated this to the show.
I don't even know Vermont makes beer.
Oh my gosh. Double hop featuring Azaic Centennial.
They should try making an Mosaic IPA sometime.
And Citra hops.
Well, this is American Pale Ale. I don't know what else they do.
Going around from left to right of your podcast dial.
So the only question left is, where do Florida Becky and Y-Rock reside in Florida?
Yeah. I think Florida Becky's in the southern Florida.
Oh, so she's going to have to fight Florida Steve.
Y-Rock, I would think Y-Rock's Orlando, but I'm not sure.
Azaca. Yeah. Centennial, Mosaic, and Citra.
Milky.
That tropicalness must be coming from
you. Hey guys,
it's
XL, your Western New York representative calling.
Yes. Oh, pretty much. XL, we're drinking a beer.
On Friday morning, I'm driving. Headed out of Buffalo, cutting across Canada, getting all up into Michigan, headed over to Grand Rapids, going to the 20th anniversary party at Founders Brewing. Yes. Going to drink a lot of beer, get to hang out with the boy for a little bit, have a little bit of a father-son get it. They got an anniversary beer this year. It's a bourbon barrel aged Eisbach. It's clocking in at 15%.
Is that all?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be there looking out for any Michigan Perfect Pour representatives, if there are any. If you're at the party, you're hanging out, look for me, stop by, say hi. I'll be the guy holding the beer, wearing the beer t-shirt.
Oh,
let's have fun and have a get it. Yeah. Cheers, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
There's another get it offer you're all going to fucking ignore.
Lamos. So Michigan is unclaimed as of this moment.
All right.
Unless we hear from Diamond.
Yeah, right? Diamond. Was whatever it Diamond? Happened to Diamond? He was in Michigan, right?
Okay.
We've had a couple of
Because I thought single cam was Michigan, right, but guys. Single cam is Diamond. Minnesota.
Oh, he's Minnesota.
Hey. Right.
Try to do my Diamond Michigan. Voice, but it's not coming in.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. It's Diamond.
Hey, guys. No, Diamond is a little more sad than that.
Guys.
Hey, guys. It's Diamond. There you go. Like, nothing was ever wrong, but he was just like...
So, did anybody else go Canadian bacon when he was just like, he goes through the Canada side to get... He goes around that side of the lakes to get into
He's got
to
get
Michigan.
Some Tim Hortons, eh?
just imagine him being pulled over and they're like, can you write it in French?
Some Molsons. Have some Molsons and some Tim Hortons.
Nice.
Yeah.
Je suis American.
Guys!
Whoa.
Can you hear me?
Scotty B!
Who?
Hey, had kind of a get it this weekend that went fast.
Kinda. Get it so like
if you're not pregnant. Sure, then you didn't have one.
Make it, so I don't know if it really counts. Need like three or more people, right?
No, two. Two counts.
Regardless.
One or more.
Now it's one. We're just like, fuck it. One.
The indie and dry root brewing. I got to meet the brewers there.
Whoa.
And it, don't say dry creek, because she'll get you. She will school you if you call it dry creek. I learned my lesson. And, it was a really great experience. And I want to thank her for showing me around those places. Fun. And
Kelly.
About it, but we didn't take any selfies. And we didn't do any voicemails. We just totally forgot. I guess I was too busy
Sometimes it's
paying
work.
Attention to the beer. I think you guys really like indie brewing. And you know what? They're actually indie. It's not just the name. Isn't that great?
It's
the greatest.
I just wanted to leave a voicemail because I forgot to leave one while it was happening. But anyway, keep up the great work. And I'm driving!
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Scotty B. Glad you enjoyed L.A. L.A. I'm having fun. What do you think of this beer?
It's fun.
Hey, guys.
It's good.
It's Paul.
Paul.
I'm calling you from Fireville. Man, the whole North Bay
the North
is
Bay.
Fire right now.
Sacramento.
I was like, I've never been there. Oh, I see what he's doing.
Santa Rosa, otherwise known as Pliny-ville.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is serious business. Literally, like, ashes falling like snowflakes outside.
Oh, we know, Paul.
So we can only hope that the Russian River doesn't burn down. I'm pretty sure they've got a safe containment on downtown, but I've heard about multiple buildings, like hospitals, just literally burning to the ground.
They didn't have any beer.
Anyway, enough with the heavy stuff. So I left a BevMo parking lot report last week, but since you guys recorded early, it didn't go on. But I just wanted to let you know how in sync we actually are, because Matt had mentioned that it was high time for another BevMo parking lot report, and I had already left it. Yeah, how about that? God, I had something else kind of like really important beer-related to talk about, but I guess I'll just save it for the next time. So, hey,
where
keep
can
up
we
the good
get
work.
Your beer, Paul?
Hope you're all doing well. Cheers. Talk to you soon.
I shipped him some yeast a while back, and he let me know that he's overdue to ship me some yeast, so maybe we'll see what happens.
All right. Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yeast samples.
I mean, we might actually get some yeast samples from a professional brew from Paul. You know?
We just want the galaxy hops. Now that I know we can't.
What are we just send those? We here. Got big, cranky. This is just a quick little rundown. This is it. Graveyard, still amazing beer, Holmes.
You're still drinking Graveyard.
A lot of Sargento, the Tijuana Brewery, some Juan Cordero, some La Pulenera.
Speak Spanglish.
Also some Knee Deep. I'm looking through my cans. This is my recycler. Knee Deep's Tahoe Deep. Just a lot of good beers, that's it. Another thing, that Epic Hazy IPA that I talk shit about, the six pack was $16. Actually, Holmes, it's worth it, I say. But drink it in the can, I say. It's kind of like that Vermont beer, Holmes, like the Focal Banger or whatever, the Heady Topper. Oh, yeah. Out of the can, it's amazing, eh? When you pour it in a glass, kind of loses its pizzazz, Holmes. I don't know, maybe Matt talked about it, Holmes, but Tioga Sequoia is in the SoCal, Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Cali, you can actually buy some Tioga Sequoia now, Holmes, at Craft Beer Kings. I freaking got a hold of the bottle shop, I said, but maybe they dropped the ball, Holmes. I don't know. Maybe they got to them kind of late, but I'm trying to get the bottle shop to make sure they carry that shit, Holmes. I even requested a whole case of DDH for myself, that's it. So hopefully they got through. If not, maybe the next shipment. I don't know, Holmes. But I've been buying all these beers at my local bottle shop. Oh, all the El Segundo. I had the Sapphire. I forgot the other one, the Sidekick, with a collabo with Alvarado Street. Amazing IPA, Holmes. West Coast, piney, grassy. Look for it. I said that shit was a good beer, Holmes. Other than that, Matt, hope I didn't spoil it for you. Hopefully you talked about it earlier, but I need to make a drive out to, I want to say Cali Kings, but Craft Beer Kings. Other than that, Holmes, I'm kind of glad that Tioga Sequoia's out here, but I need to get a closer, Holmes. Whatever, this is True Beer. I might call you back. I might not, Holmes. It all depends. Let's see if you guys already recorded early. I have to watch you, Holmes. Peace out.
Peace out. Thank you, Chu. So you can officially get Tioga in the L.A. area?
So we, Jake from State Farm has become the guy on wheels, beer guy on wheels. So we are interested in some SF, Sacramento, and L.A. areas. So we are kind of taking applicants, and when we have some new beer around, we're kind of interested in putting it in different markets. So we had the two different places down in LA call us up, and they wanted stuff and made it worthwhile. So we drove down there today, and we already have gotten posts, and we've already gotten in quite a few emails of, hey, how do I got a, and can I, and so we're just like, send us info and we'll look into it. So
nice.
Hey, hey, just finish your emails and we can figure out what you're trying to say and we'll take care of it.
So, but however, all this talk about Galaxy makes me think this.
Nice.
Indecision. Oh, come on, Mikey.
I think three people in the world have this album.
I know that voice, but I don't know the song at all. In the world I choose to go, I'll have it made. Oh. What the hell was it? I never heard that beginning before. This is the place that I want to be. Why would I have never heard that beginning?
Because you don't have the album, Michael.
No, I don't.
It's because you downloaded it on Napster.
I stayed off Napster.
Just wait for him to say it.
We got to wait.
We'll be here for a while.
That's the last word of the song. Yeah. Just wait for it.
Pull out your Shazam.
I could beat Shazam.
I'm in this galaxy.
Yay! Yay, they said the word!
There's the word. It's like when the movie...
It's only 2 minutes into the song, but you know.
There's the word.
Yay.
It's like when they say the title of the movie in the movie.
It's the one where they're all like, in the convertible. Yeah. That's how they got it.
This is truly a Star Wars.
I've been meaning to talk about this thing, but I haven't had... Actually, Holmes, I keep forgetting a...
What episode was that, Mike?
Obi-Wan said that.
Anyways, Holmes, I'm not on Instagram.
Sorry, Chew.
My wife is, but I'm not. That's like mainly for like family stuff. Like I said, so I would give out the information essay, but I don't want her getting bombarded by like a bunch of dudes drinking beers and stuff. You know what I mean, Holmes? Twitter is my thing, Holmes. I love Twitter because it's kind of like texting with pictures. I say so it's a lot easier, Holmes. No, I'm not on Snapchat. Because I think that's just like for dick pics and stuff. So
add me and find out.
Sign me up.
I've yet to get a dick pic. It's very disappointing.
Rooms anymore. I don't do the party line. Also,
not party line.
Anymore.
when I was a dick youngster,
but not now. I forgot my beeper number, so you can't even beat me.
Ah, pager. Bell's had a pager.
Hamstrung.
No more pimp pals. I haven't been arrested or put in jail for a while, so pimp out, you know, not trying to do that. Other than that, Holmes, that's it, Holmes. Oh, for Colin and his wife in Colorado, are you guys on Twitter? If you are, send me a request at Chew Your Beer on Twitter, and then maybe we can, you know, be friends like that, eh? I think they're a cool couple, eh? I guess that's it. Just answered a couple questions. Hold some Chew Your Beer. Perfect Four. I love you guys. As the listeners, I love you guys too. And that's it, man. Oh, yeah. Also,
isn't that it?
Scotty B, man, I really apologize. Holmes, I really wanted to hang out with you, I said, but that was my company picnic day. And, you know, Chew Your Beer is a hardworking employee, Holmes. And when you get awards and recognized, it's hard to leave, eh? You know, I got to...
You just told him you had to get it.
I don't want to be a dick and leave, Holmes, so hopefully we can make it happen another day. Other than that, Holmes, love you too, Scotty B. What is it, Chew Your Beer? Yeah, you'll watch the way. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. We all love Chew.
I think
everybody in the podcast community loves Chew.
I think that guy's on my Untappd friends list.
He probably is.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. He's a good Untapper, too. Twitter and Untappd, man. Chew's all about it. So Chew Your Beer. Find him. Hook up with Chew, man. Chew won't forget it.
Hey, guys. Fuck.
Montana Jim here.
Who?
I know Jim. Mikey was really excited about some possible get it over the last weekend, and I ended up having two. Met Tony Baggs and his buddy at the little bar up here when he was up for a concert, and then I met Portland Jazz and my boy Ant down here for another Saturday get it. And Mikey, if you're paying attention, I saw some of your check-ins off on your Arizona weekend. It looked like you were exercising.
Uh-oh.
Exercising your liver.
Oh!
I think you end up making an honorary garage boy after last weekend's exploits. Hope you didn't get kicked out of any place. And I can't wait to hear your cop been drinking.
Keep
up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Fontaine and Jim. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. And the final voicemail of the week is actually not a voicemail, it's a text.
Oh.
I'm now just finding out right now. We're all finding this out together.
Okay. What do we all do? Right.
The Fontana Jim is texting us saying, for any industry guys, is there anything I can do with those plastic 4-pack or 6-pack can holders besides throw them in the recycling bin? Will indie brewers exchange them or take them?
Pack Tex. And probably not.
No, I can't like bring in a bunch of them and say you can't reuse those.
It's just that they always tend to break.
Yeah.
When you go to pop the cans out, there's always that one little tab part that just breaks off.
There's one tab and that 6-pack that usually always breaks, and So like,
well, how would you feel if you got a new 6-pack and then like, oh, but you have that little bit of plastic hanging off? And now you feel robbed. And
now they're weak. They're weak. Bad. So once they've been used once, they're weakened, and it's too tough to reuse.
Basically, seems like it. Yeah. So yeah, yeah. Recycle it. At least he's doing it the right way, recycling and not just throwing it in the trash.
At least it's not getting a fish isn't getting caught in it like the old plastic.
That is true. Yeah.
You zip tie them to the spokes in your bicycle, and then the color tells you what biker gang you're in.
Oh, hardcore!
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the bottom pour on this guy.
Bottom pour.
I'm making a call.
This is the bottom pour.
It's like the new version of the Garfield reflector you used to get in the cereal boxes.
What, Grandpa?
And also, he wanted to say, "Garage boys exercise every weekend, exercising my liver."
Mm.
Those garage boys—they're crazy. Thanks, everyone, for calling.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Voicemail line of the Doortown Network.
That song is heartbreaking.
It is. It's like we're all kind of down. We're kind of mellow. But it's time to bring it back up because... Beers to look out for. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Chai Yeti.
What?
Oh, gross.
Our beloved Yeti is going back Yeti, to its roots.
Oh, is that Chewbacca's son and the Last Jedi?
This Himalayan.
Chai Yeti.
Himalayan. There we go. Sorry. Beer things. Inspired variation. Traditional chai spices of cinnamon, green cardamom, black pepper, ginger, nutmeg, vanilla blend seamlessly into Yeti's rich, roasted malt backbone spicy beast fit to tackle Everest. 9.5%.
Everest.
Wow.
I'm looking out for it.
All right.
Give me all the Yeti variants.
Do you see the beast?
We still haven't gotten that.
Total Wine. Thanks for nothing. Wine.
That's the Great Divide. Because we don't get Great Divide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Total Wine carries Great Divide.
But won't in other it to stores. Fresno. Doesn't think Fresno's special on that.
No.
I wonder if you could order online. Sometimes BevMo will ship.
They'll ship?
Oh. Or transfer from store to store.
Yep.
Yes.
Got to go to their website.
All right.
That's one more thing I got to do.
Exactly. That's you're adding. I don't need things added.
Oh, man. Steps on steps. Can we go back to culture for a minute?
Melissa life. Anything you want, Nick. This anything is your show I want?
Too. All right. So here's the deal. So this is Hot Rod guy code right here, okay?
All right.
You never park.
Bro. How many cams? Bro.
How many cams?
How many, yeah.
That's the question I get asked.
Yeah, horsepowers. Yeah. How many horsepowers you got in there?
Yeah, you just put an S on horsepowers. I already know you're not a car guy.
It's either one or four. That's all the cams you need.
Okay.
It's either one or four.
I just gotta
how
be
many
overhead.
Cams you got? One or four, bro?
One or four? I got one, bro.
Oh.
I'm a
I got
single
four,
cam.
So I'm probably better.
Single two of my cars have one.
I like how you're unsure if you're better than me or not.
Yeah. Probably better because I got
probably
four.
Probably better, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Sorry.
That's so, single can slam is not dual overhead cam slam, so no. There's a difference. Oh,
I wonder
why. That's a car reference? I thought that was like one, he like could slam one can
I think
can
he
of
wipes
beer.
It up.
That sounds like a badass beer name.
He wipes up four cameras all day long with his single cam.
Whoa!
You gotta pay more attention.
No way! He beats me? My Mustang 302 Cleveland engine, bro?
That's a single cam, bro. Where are you coming from?
I mean, yeah.
Your Cleveland steamer engine?
Got an extra couple of cams in the back seat.
Man, we're having a great bro time.
This is
very
bro,
male.
Yeah.
Very male.
Okay, so back to
masculine,
my point.
Masculine show.
So here's a pro tip. So when you have the nice car, right, you never park it farther than you could see it out the window, right? Ooh, this goes for restaurants.
Pro tip. You also park it away from everybody else.
You also park it away from
door dinging.
But what I'm getting at is I was in the Volkswagen this weekend, and I had to go to a small liquor store because I didn't want to park it in the massive football field that Total Wine parking lot has.
Oh, that's a terrible lot, too.
Yeah. And I was like, nope, I'm not going to leave it that far away. I want to pop in. I want to go to the beer doors. Be able to turn around and still see my car in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And so Fig Tree Liquor was.
Good job. I would have said BevMo if you're over there in that area.
There's a chance you could get a parking spot, mm-hmm. a good one there.
Sometimes you can get a spot right in front.
But the big box stores, they don't have storefront parking anymore.
Right.
They don't have the row of stalls directly in front of the building mm-hmm. like the old tiny mom and pop shops have.
Yep. But then the Fig Tree presents a whole different thing. You got when Dutch Brothers is in full swing, yeah. then you can't park right there because then it's going to be
you'll never get out.
To leave.
But you can still see your car from the store, so
right,
yeah, all right.
So yeah,
so now
parking's a big deal in Fresno.
I'm just saying, there's a difference in the old timey liquor stores that I miss.
Yeah,
you know, you don't get that in the big box stores,
right?
Can't park right up front.
Do they call them big box stores because they're big and box shaped, or because you get big boxes inside them? I've always heard about that.
To your point, yes to both.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. But mostly because of the architecture, the
it just looks like a big
shape.
Ass box.
Yeah, literally no zero detail, mm-hmm. zero.
Did we get all yours, Matt? You're looking out.
Yep.
Okay. Nick.
Okay. Now I can. Oh, no.
Now you're officially on.
Well, ripped straight from GABF winners list, the Russian Imperial Stout category. The Russian from 25P Brewing out of Astor, Pennsylvania. The Russian Imperial 25P Stout.
25P Brewing?
Or 2SP. Not 25. 2SP. Well, I know. That makes it no better, but.
It's not a good name.
That's not a good name.
Sorry.
What does it stand
maybe,
for?
Maybe GABF hosed that one. I don't know. Maybe they abbreviated and they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Iron Hill Brewing makes a Russian Imperial Stout. They're also out of Pennsylvania. And Duke Snyder.
Oh.
Duke Silver?
Duke Silver.
Baseball reference, guys.
Yeah.
From Walking Tree Brewing. out of Vero Beach, Florida.
All right. Wow.
So I would like to have gold, silver, and bronze from the ABF.
Yeah.
Russian Imperial
that's
Stout
good,
list.
That's good looking out for. Mike, is there a beer at all you haven't had you're looking out for? You're like, want to try that beer?
I have pretty much any of them that I haven't had.
A beer that I haven't tried.
Not that picky.
Typical beer geek.
I don't get to get out and geek out like I really used to. I mean,
that's the thing.
I really get like any beers that I get that I haven't heard of are usually through like Tavor.
Okay. Kind of like are you your Tavor subscriber?
Yeah, I'll get them here and there. I've got a few probably a few too many boxes from them. The
if you
the
need
flat
to
rate shipping
off,
is really
you know
easy.
Where we're at.
I should have brought some of that. But, you know, I bet. Actually, I ended up getting a lot of dark beers during the summer when I really wasn't in the mood to drink dark beers. But, of course, now I've got them all just filling up my fridges and got plenty of them to spread around. But, I don't get out and geek out like I used to be able to. Just tune in. Huh?
Yeah, remember your podcast friends. We're here for you just to help out.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, if your wife's bugging you about getting rid of the fridge, emptying out the fridge.
Yeah, I love gold!
Mike, you should install a fridge out front for beer donations.
Or like one of those little mailbox things
exactly.
Where they have books or they have little pantry mailboxes
you,
on
you
the
can only
street.
Drop it in, but you can't get your arm and
yeah.
pull it back
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you're like, God damn it!
Reverse vending machine.
Yep, I need it.
I would do it just to catch on camera the people trying to get the beers back out of it. I think it needs to be all clear so you can see what's in there.
Oh, yeah. You're like,
just line it with Pliny.
My hand is so close.
This is not a leave one, take one deal. This is just a leave one.
Wow, we have a new
leave
beer.
One, try to I'm take one.
Surprised this got open. I wasn't sure if we were going to save this and try to vertical it.
Oh, shit.
No, I
nobody
didn't
gave.
Know.
You didn't put it on.
That's that guy's beer.
Hey, what?
This is Nick's beer.
I saw this on the shelf. And
we
was
have
like,
a Sierra Nevada narwhal.
Narwhal
opened up in front of us.
Narwhals, bro.
The famous Sierra Nevada narwhal.
Yeah, they finally did something right.
I mean, obviously, Sierra Pale, the most famous indie beer of all time.
Mm-hmm.
How like would you say narwhal is the second for Sierra? What would be the second most famous beer from Sierra?
Torpedo.
Bigfoot.
Torpedo. Bigfoot. We have a torpedo. We have a Bigfoot. Nick,
not Celebration?
Oh, I'm going to go with Nick on that. I would say Celebration.
I would like to believe it's Narwhal. I think this year's marketing campaign is trying to push it that direction.
Narwhal.
That label refresh, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and they have a...
And their social media and the crap
Yeah, and their social media, they have the narwhal actually swimming through the label.
I saw that. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to share this to the group.
You're like, look, the narwhal swimming.
It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wish the label would do that.
Look for that if you haven't seen that.
Just make it 3D, right?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be
sweet. I was thinking about that. That would be sweet. Yeah. Somebody hasn't done that yet. They need to.
Holographic images.
I did see some pretty... badass can wraps from some vendors who were at the summit but didn't pay to have a tent. And they're just kind of sitting there.
Like the guy selling the t-shirt outside the concert?
There was this guy with this bag that just, like, he was obviously trying to make eye contact with me, and I was obviously trying not to. Eventually he did. And he was like, oh, hey, what's up? I got these cans. And, like, literally, like, almost like trench coat guy opened the coat. You want cans? I got cans.
Look at my cans.
Hey, man.
Look at my cans.
But honestly, the hilarity of that aside, the wraps that they have, like, they're textured.
Yeah.
Like, some of them have,
like
a little
surfboard.
Like,
if you rub the coin over it, it'd make the zipper sound.
Well, no, it's like, if it was this can, you would be able to feel, well, you can kind of feel it. It would be even more raised on there. They had some holographic ones. You put it in the right light, and it's all like prisms, rainbow colors. They're actually pretty cool.
Do the mountains turn blue?
Do the schnozberries taste like schnozberries?
Was he also selling Heine the Elder bottles? He's like, hey, man, come on. I got these Heine the Elders, man. You guys want this stuff, huh?
Heine the Felder.
Heine the Felder. Fielder.
Field.
Come on, man. This is good stuff.
I'm silent.
This is good stuff. All you beer geeks love this stuff, man. Come on.
Two for five.
Look out for Track 7 Bloomers Cut IPA. An all base malt, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Bouquet of hops, bright as the sun, 7.5.
Ouch.
16-ounce can. It looks good. I'm trusting Track 7 on this one. Dust Bowl, our friends Dust Bowl. I think this was mentioned last week, but I'm still looking out for it. The Confused Therapist and the cans, the Dust Bowl in the can, the 16-ounce nice. Can. It's got pineapple and guava, so I'm interested. Port Brewing, a new one. Nelson the... What was it? What the hell did I write? Nelson the Greeter. Nelson the Greeter IPA. It's another 16-ounce can. It's got Nelson Sauvignon.
That's how I pronounce it. But I'm probably wrong.
6%. I like that 6% IPA. I'm interested in that. Modern Times Beer Spaceship Earth.
Whoa.
That's in a 16-ounce can. It's a hazy pale.
That's a regular release, or is that a brewery only?
I think it's a brewery only, but it seems like it's going out to some special places. Oat, Simcoe, Mosaic, African Queen hops. I thought Budweiser shut down all the African hops. Maybe there's some slipping through. I don't know. And Centennial.
Centennial, bro.
Well, what they acquired with what?
Jovi is now wandering under the table. Oh, gosh.
What they acquired with SAB, they're slating for their own production, but it was probably a greater majority of the area, but it's probably not everything, to answer your question, Mikey.
It's probably some hops that they got before it was all locked down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm looking out for. And now I'm looking out for
people fishing for dogs. Situation so you guys had mentioned Track 7 is one thing that I forgot to mention about referencing Track 7 and Tioga and Kern River and Prairie actually is the guy that's helping me not be at the brewery 24/7, 365.
Mm.
Was Adrian Barrera. I don't know if you guys recognize that name. He started at Tioga.
Never heard of
him. He's been on the
show a few
times. Good for nothing is what I say.
It's good for nothing.
But yeah, that guy's our new brewery production manager. And so he actually is he's done a couple of brews so far at the brewery that have been all or mostly him, our fest beer, our second ever lager, and our latest Killwood version 4, or a little bit more West Coast style, since that's kind of where it comes from. So if you go down a full circle and try the version 4 of Killwood, I think you'll pick up a lot of the Kern River influence from there.
Hmm.
So kind of bringing some clarity to my haziness.
Nice.
If it doesn't taste like river, buddy, I'm going to be disappointed.
Ooh.
And we got a pale ale, and actually the latest one that he made recently was a milkshake IPA that should be out another couple of weeks or so. So
nice. Take
a look out for that.
That's to look out for. A lot of full circle to look out for. Always like to look out for local.
Did you guys see the Citraholic cans, Beechwood?
Yeah, I saw them coming off the line. Yeah. Give me them Citraholic cans, for God's sakes.
You almost sound like a Citraholic.
Yeah, he is.
It's pretty groovy.
What have you been up to this past week of drinking? Stuff. Get an extra day, bonus day of drinking.
I actually went out on a Wednesday night.
Bonus.
Whoa. Yeah, you're like,
why'd you not tell me so I can buy a lotto ticket?
Hey. I wish I would have bought a lotto ticket. I didn't think about that. God damn it. So I went out into the world and I had to drink things. Which, you know, that obviously upsets me. Not really.
Terrible.
terrible.
You reminded me that there was an extra day of drinking. I want to see if there's anything that I had.
Like, what did I do on that extra day of drinking?
Well, on a Sierra Nevada at Strummer's. No, I think we were just sampling things. I don't know if I really had anything that qualifies. Mm. So, noteworthy. Stacy from New Belgium donated some beers my way.
Stacy.
So, I've been drinking some Voodoo in 1554. Voodoo Ranger, single IPA. It's been very good. Modern Time. So, I was at Spokeasy, and they had Critical Band on draft. And I was drinking that beer, which helped kick the keg. And the Alpha Galactic from Beechwood went on draft, their American Pale Ale. Phenomenal.
I think if you kick the keg, you should have the first pour of the next keg.
I did have an early on pour. He's just like, I'm going to put this in front of you just in case you want to get a second beer while you're hanging out here. And I did. I did.
You know me.
Yeah. And Greg from SDU Beer Talk, he donated some cans my way. And two cans that did not make the podcast were Tropic Cascade. And that was the Cheetah Print can that they have. And I drank that beer.
Mike's melting into his seat.
And then Electric Lemonade. I was a little bit worried about that one just because it was a double IPA, but it drank so freaking smooth. It was good. So those are my noteworthy beers that I've been drinking.
Those are noteworthy.
Then there's been some pun juice from Tioga and XPA.
I didn't get that.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, somebody broke up a six-pack of Black Butte at Whole Foods. I picked one of those up the other night. And I'm ready. That beer made me ready for stout season.
You're in now. Oh, is that too pedestrian for you, so Black Butte?
You don't Black like Black Butte?
Too pedestrian?
Yeah, but what is this?
It's also $9 a six pack, Nick.
What is stout season? I don't understand this concept.
Oh.
What is a season?
Sometimes it's too damn hot.
No.
Yeah. I'll drink them.
That's what you're
having. And I'll be happy about it.
Your Yeti keeps your stout nice and ice cold.
And I've used my Yeti many times for that reasoning. But I thought you were just trying to spin it as you'd rather go Obsidian.
Ooh. Well, yeah. Well, if you're going to go stout season,
that's sounds like you're looking stout. Down on...
Well, Black Butte's a porter. Black Butte. Come on now.
Wow.
That's like a... It's like a session.
It's a session, bro.
It's like a week stout.
But it brings you to the wild
stout
side.
Stout porter. Brings you to the wild. But it brings you to the wild side.
Okay, if it does that for you, then all right. Yeah. Carry on.
Or Mikey, the dark side is... Isn't there something about that? Is it Black Butte gateway to the to the something reference?
No, yeah. There's
no.
There's a reference there somewhere.
Okay,
I can
feel
it. Just like the dark side.
Because the Schwartz is with you?
Yes.
Something Dark Butte.
Nick, what have you been kind of drinking?
We need to do beer Mad Libs one of these days. I mean, it's just a great idea.
There you go. New segment, beer Mad All right. Libs. We thought of it. Sorry, we coined it. No one can use it.
Yep. Beer Mad Libs. Okay, so I implemented my I'm no longer saving beers for more than three special occasions.
Ooh, what got opened?
What if it goes the third one, you open it?
Yep.
Regardless?
Regardless, but...
You just say, open it and say, regardless!
Regardless!
Even if you take it back home, you open it, you're just like, this cannot make it any
but
longer.
There's no good reason to save this beer any longer.
Okay.
What qualifies?
But as like an occasion, like...
Oh, you know.
Birthday.
Yeah. No. Yeah, birthday. Milestone birthday. Like, it's my 30th birthday.
Okay. Milestone birthday. Yeah. Holiday.
Holiday.
Shot the neighbor's cat with a BB gun.
Yeah, that. Volkswagen didn't break home on the way home.
Hey.
Break down on the way home. Sorry. Let's see. What else is a special occasion? You were first in line at the beer release.
Yeah, and you remember to bring your chair.
Yeah.
And your phone's fully charged.
You didn't forget your reusable shopping bag at Target and look like an idiot.
A buddy that will switch out when you need to go to the bathroom. You're all ready.
Yeah. Or a baby's born. I don't know. I guess that's important,
baby,
too.
Baby.
Bleh.
Keeping the human race going.
Ruining somebody else's life. So I opened my barrel-aged Midnight Lightning on vanilla beans.
Ooh, on vanilla beans.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Wow. How did that do? How did that hold up?
That fit perfectly.
How'd that do?
Like a glove.
Like a glove.
And then... I think Paul's onto something about you bastards and your hazy IPAs ruining it for the rest of us, because I picked up a 6-pack of Ale Smith IPA, right? Used to be good. Used to be perfectly fine. Yeah. I hated it.
Oh,
did you check dates?
I did not, because I could not find a date.
Did you get bottles or cans?
Bottles.
Oh, that's probably why.
Why? There's no dates?
They're probably on the mother case. Cans are on the bottom of the can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Found bottles, sixer. It could be old. I have no way to tell. But it was malty as all hell.
Oh, you can tell.
Yeah, I was wondering if we were going to talk about that voicemail. Because I heard there was some opposition to the theory floated by that voicemail.
The which one now?
Sounded like he was saying that basically everybody's drinking the hazy soft IPAs so that when you go back and drink an actual, you know, West Coast, what
real,
we're used to.
Legit.
You're like, oh, God, it's so bitter.
I'm like, oh.
I wish this was too bitter. This was too malty. There was zero bitter.
Yeah, that one sounds more like Matt was saying. It sounds like old. It probably was just old. And
damn it. I had a feeling that was the case.
Yep.
But an old.
Or see, the six this pack.
Now you're going to just hate IPAs more.
The green label or green can, that's one of my favorite Ale Smith beers. And when it's fresh, it's on point.
And I've never had a bad bomber, but this was the first time I bought a 6-pack of it in particular.
Well, in this case, I would say, unless you can see the box, only go cans. Unless you know, like, it's like a new label or just released or something like that.
There's your Recco of the week.
Don't trust a fart. Don't trust a 6-pack.
So, anyways, sucks to be me.
Sucks.
Firestone Walker, I had another 007 because they had single cans at Fig Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. That was what I was looking for.
It's actually an enjoyable rendition.
Yes. Especially in the 16-ounce can. That's a good size for that.
So I saw somebody post, they're up in Chico, a friend of mine, and he's all 16-ounce 6-pack, 16-ounce 4-pack, 16-ounce singles. And I'm like, how many variations do you need of that Luponic distortion?
You just get a 4-pack and then you have two packs or a...
But it's like, it's in 6-packs 12-ounce, it's in 6-packs 16-ounce, 4-packs 16-ounce, single 16-ounce, and it's... on draft, and it's just like, how many just you don't need 7 variants of the same beer just to make it
just the packaging,
purchasable. I guess you could do that, but you shouldn't.
You can do that if you're Anheuser-Busch and want to take up an entire cooler section, and
or if you're Corona,
I don't think Firestone's doing that.
You want to have different all kinds of Ballast Point variants. All the fruits.
Oh, and they have those in 6-pack 12-ounce cans. They have that in that too. So it's like, so yeah, you get the 6-pack 12-ounce bottles, 6-pack 6-pack 12-ounce cans, and the 6, the 4, and it's literally too many different.
All the ounces.
All the ounces.
For one beer.
Every ounce you need them in. What about the shrink wrap 3-packs of the. Tall boy cans.
I haven't seen anybody do that yet.
Damn it, now you let the cat out of the bag. That was our next release.
Oh,
that has its own controversy, because how do you shrink heat or shrink wrap?
Oh,
heat.
Heat. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my Bud Light's been heated?
That was crap.
I thought it was cold transferred this whole time.
It was cold brewed.
Yeah.
It was cold filtered.
Cold filtered.
It was cold aged. It was cold canned.
Cold aged.
I think I know freshness. Where you're going with this. This is the one case where heat does.
Shrinkage.
It was cold refrigerated. Shrinkage,
not the cold.
I was in the pool.
They don't put Budweiser cans in the pool.
It doesn't work that way.
It shrinks? It shrinks. Why? It just does.
Okay. If it's too cold, if it's too hot, it's too small.
Wow. Hi, guys. Shrinkage. Well,
I've seen
people. It's not shrink wrap. It's shrinkage wrap.
Shrinkage wrap. I got to go to Phoenix since we're here.
Mikey, where have you been caught drinking lately?
To do another podcast called Get Off My Podcast. It's about Harrison Ford.
Who?
Saw Blade Runner. 2049.
Isn't that with Ryan Gosling?
It's with Harrison Ford.
He's crying.
There's a lot of Ryan Gosling. So I was without the wife and kids, so I did have with my cousin Trent, and I did have a little bit more freedom to drink. So we did do some heavy drinking right before the movie. On Thursday night, I went to this bar next to the movie theater and got a Devil's Ale from Santan Brewing, a local indie brewer, Santan Brewing. And then in the movie theater, this is one of the movie theaters where you can drink, and they had a legit bar in the movie theater, and they had Santan there again, and that was, again, I had another Devil's Ale because this was the best option. So I had an indie beer inside a movie theater, and I brought my beer into the movie and watched the movie with my beer.
Oh, yeah?
That was the first time I got in
the movie. Did you go and ruin it with some popcorn?
Yeah, we did have popcorn.
Great. Way to go.
That's all right. But I just enjoyed having a beer in the movie the first time in history.
So it worked out? Like you didn't have to pee halfway through and...
Oh, yeah, but that's a 2 hour and 45 minute movie.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Everybody had to pee in that movie. Then the next day, first thing I was like, dude, we have to go to Arizona Wilderness.
Wake and bake.
Whatever we do. 11:30 a.m. We were at Arizona Wilderness. It was already packed. This is a Friday, and everyone's drinking, having a good time. It's 11:30 in the morning. I had a fresh and squeezy IPA, great IPA, quite loved it. And then I had a Refuge IPA, also from Arizona Wilderness, also a very good beer. And I really liked Arizona Wilderness. I got one of our stickers on their cooler walk-in.
Yeah.
So next time you go to Arizona Wilderness, look at the walk-in door. Nice. There's a Perfect Pour sticker there.
Ooh, what color did you do?
It was the Oakland A.
Oh, colors. You did a personal stick.
Yeah, I gave him one of my personals.
Dang.
It's a cool place. It's like almost like a mini version of Firestone setup, where they have a different room for their tap room, for their like where you try their beers. Then they have a restaurant room. But it was more indie feeling than Firestone's is. Firestone's got that kind of disconnected feel in the restaurant. You know, it feels like you're not really in a brewery anymore. It just feels like you're in a restaurant. Well, but Arizona Wilderness, it has the cool board. It was a great place, like good food and stuff. I really enjoyed Arizona Wilderness. Then we went to that's not too far away. This is a very, you know, tap room place, Lochiel. It's Scottish. It's like all Scottish inspired ales, because the owner is originally from Scotland, and it's all Scottish ale. Like, you wouldn't think you're going to in Phoenix and find this Phoenix area. It's actually not in Phoenix proper, but and find this Scottish ale themed brewery.
Yeah,
but it's there, and it's very, you know, it's very much the industrial park brewery. You know, and
nice.
I talked to the owner there, and he was a very cool guy and very into the beers. And
how many styles did he have? I mean, how many beers did he have?
He had about 6 or 7 on tap.
And they're all traditional?
Yeah, they're all traditional. I had a strong pale, an English, it basically was an English IPA, and then I had an ESB.
Oh, okay.
They're very good, very on point. You know, it's just interesting that, and somebody in the Phoenix area has got a Scottish themed brewery.
You think you'd be in Scottsdale?
And so that's a very beer geek place. I would recommend them. We hadn't heard of them. They were by my uncle's house. We went and saw my uncle real quick, and I was just looking at it on the map. I was just like, what's by the house here? And like, oh, let's go check this out. So that was very cool. Then we went to Santan. Most everyone heard of Santan before.
Who?
We actually went to the brewery, and it's a brewery restaurant place. Had a Strata Blaster. That's really good. And then also had a Hop Shock. Oh, both good beers, and both it's like a cool. It's in Chandler, and restaurant brewery. Good place. I'm recommending it.
It's good.
It's good. Then we went to this place. It was a bottle shop in Tempe. Bottle Shop 48. And that would be a place again for beer geeks to go to. We went in there. It's sort of for locals, it's sort of like Spokeasy, but more the bottle shop, concentrated more in the bottle shop than the bar.
But they still had beer there.
They had taps there. You could sit there and drink.
Would they pop the bottles too?
Probably. I'm imagining so. Okay. We just went in and bought beer because they were doing some sort of event. There was a brewer there, like doing like some sort of tasting.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of like if you weren't part of that, you kind of want to get the hell out of there. So, but it was like very good beers. And stuff.
You wanted to, or they wanted you to?
Yeah, both. I think
you need to leave, sir.
One of the dogs is damaging the place right now. I got a Two Hearted Ale out of there.
Whoa!
They had a lot of good beer in there. Then we went to this place called Spokes. It wasn't a craft beer place. It was just sort of a bar drinking place. But I had a Barley Forge, the Patsy from Barley Forge. I had a stout. I ordered a stout.
Wow.
That's the important thing to recognize here.
That's the thing.
And then I had also from that bottle shop, I got a Citrazone from Barrio Brewing Company, an Arizona brewer. Then the next day, near the airport, this is if you're like, this is some couple of good recos if you're near the Phoenix airport, Rinhouse Brewing. And that's little small indie brewer. And it's actually like an old house, but it's on like a street kind of similar to Blackstone.
Right.
But it's like this old house, and it's just in this little house, this little tap room in this house. And really good beer in there. I had a ginger pale, a Jolene. It was a ginger pale. It was really good. Jolene.
Wow.
And a Renovation IPA and a Jomax. So that was a stout. Another stout.
A second stout. The same trip.
I really like that place. That's again, if you're a beer geek, you need to go to Rinhouse if you're in the Phoenix area. And then I finished it off as we went to the airport, just very close to the airport, downtown Phoenix, Mother Bunch Brewing. And that's another one that's a restaurant and bar.
Whoa.
And I was expecting it to be like a little place like Rinhouse, but it was like a big place and very cool, great waitresses, great, good beer and stuff. So I was really pleased with the Phoenix beer scene. I mean, it's spread out. It's not the one drawback in Phoenix's beer scene is there isn't like a little bit of like a little district-y area where you can kind of just stay in the area. You gotta go. Get in the car and go everywhere.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of good places to check out. And I didn't check out all of them. There was one recommended that we didn't get to. Was 12 West, what one of our listeners recommended, and we missed out on. But I was fun getting to see Phoenix's beer scene, and I enjoyed it.
Hey, you covered a lot of ground in not much time.
Yeah, it was good. My cousin Trent was willing. He's not a beer geek, but he likes drinking beer, and he was a willing participant. So it was fun.
And a local.
Did you go bragging when you're at Rent House? Be like, I know the guys that work at Tavis Sequoia. No. You guys just
it did was a just collab. One. It was just one poor dude that was working, and he was just working his ass off. He didn't have any time to be getting into conversations. He was just like, he's the one guy working, and like I always imagine when you got one guy working at the tavern, like what happens when he has to go to the bathroom? Like
he doesn't.
Yeah, he just doesn't get to go to the bathroom. You know.
That's why they have floor sinks behind the bar.
Yeah. It's just like, damn, this sucks, man. Like, when you have no backup and you're just the guy, like, that's rough. Rough gig.
It can be done.
Apparently. He was doing it.
It's one of those things where you survey the area and you're just like, I could probably get away with it right now.
Like, there's 1 minute. Yeah. Looks like I have a 1 minute window here, guys.
You just get your regulars. Like, just watch the bar for me.
Yeah,
pour a beer if you have to.
Yeah, if you have pour a beer, I don't care. Don't worry about it. Just
hey, you. Yeah, stand right here real quick.
Look official. Yeah. Like, wear this beard.
Right back.
If he looks 19, maybe card him. Otherwise.
In that case, I just like to leave a bunch of cash on the counter and just say, make your own change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just figure it out.
Honor system.
Yep, honor system. I can't go that high.
Cheers.
That's where you drop down a couple of octaves and just harmonize.
Cheers. Woo! We're doing a long show this week. We haven't done one in a while, huh?
Oof.
Love it. You love it.
Nope.
We're still Matt, here.
Cheers. It's over. This podcast is over.
Who are you cheersing, Matt?
You're going to me first for everything this evening.
Is this the way it's going this week?
On your podcast dial. Cheers out to XL Perro, Florida Steve, Greg from SD Beer Talk, and to Mike from Full Circle. Thank you for donating beer to us, keeping the fridge stocked, our livers rotating, and whatnots. So thanks to those guys.
Nick.
Hello. Cheers to Janine and Colin for doing the...
Janine Garofalo?
Colorado representative.
Doing the get it at the GABF.
Yeah. It sounded like it was an amazing get it.
Amazing.
Everyone was just partying in front of the Modern Times booth. That was it, Nick?
That was it.
All right.
I was looking for new untappers, Don Roberto and Sid.
You just made those up.
I did.
Roberto. He's like, I gotta act like somebody's friending me on Untappd.
Don Roberto.
Don Roberto and Mikey McSearson Mikeson. They're my new friends.
Pancake and waffle.
They really liked me.
You would have said McPherson. That would have actually been something.
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
That's right.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
That's me.
Dorktown on Untappd. Who? Mike, are you on Untappd? You are on Untappd. Yeah, I've seen you on Untappd.
I would look up my my name, but my phone has been dead for the past couple of hours. So I'm thinking
past
it's probably
5 hours of the show.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably the same name. I have everything else. I Stuntman Mike. It's probably that.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Oh, you can plug it in. Oh, it's an Android.
Oh no. Well,
works everywhere else except for this one garage.
We're an anti-Android garage.
Apple garage, bro.
Super Apple garage, bro.
So I just wanted to do, if we're doing cheers.
Yeah.
New Glory and Humble Sea and maybe Sacktown Union.
Ooh, Humble Sea is great.
Golf clap for sure.
For reasons that will be revealed sometime soon.
Oh.
That I'm sure everybody here will enjoy, so.
Ooh, interesting.
Hmm.
Drop a little teaser.
Ooh.
I didn't say that word.
Oh, okay. Dude, Humble Sea is like the new hotness you're going to be hearing all about.
I had some of their stuff at the summit and it was good.
Yeah.
Very good.
They're doing good stuff. Cheers to Bobbit 2030, to Nelly Fonzarelli.
Nice.
They're both on Instagram. Look at them, Nelly Fonzarelli. Cheers to High IPA, a.k.a. Elliot. Cheers to Bob Bowman 75. Chew your beer. Mozart. Mozart with a zero for the O. He's from Houston, but he apparently went to Jerusalem.
Wow.
And he untapped in Jerusalem and tagged us while he was in Jerusalem.
Whoa.
So that was kind of cool.
Does that mean you get the badge too?
Yeah. Do I get a Jerusalem badge? Drinking in Jerusalem badge? Like the holy beer badge or something? So I just thanks everyone, and also every week, almost missed it, our golden gods.
Ooh.
The golden gods are the most special because they actually give us cash money,
yes.
Donate money to the show every month via the Patreon website, patreon.com/perfectboar. If you want to be a golden god and donate money to the show, you get a little bit of extra bonus material for it. So thank you, Golden Gods. You keep us running. I really, really appreciate you. We don't have to spend money on the show because of you guys. So it's pretty awesome. So thank you guys. And thank you everyone that listens to the show and promotes it and talks about it and just hangs out with us. The Perfect Poor community is fun. It's fun. It's always fun.
It's fun.
Get it and just everything. I can't articulate it well enough how much I appreciate it.
But it's fun.
But it's fun. Matt is BeardedBrewer87 on social media.
That's
Nick,
me.
Nick is TheNick80.
Word.
I'm Mikey Top Pour, and the show is Perfect Pour Pod. PerfectPourPod.com if you ever need questions. You have questions. We also have a show glossary if you're new to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Figure out our tangent, our indie references.
Hip lingo.
Yeah, super hip beer lingo.
Yeah.
FullCircleBrewing.com. Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, but I believe we just redid the website, but generally, Full Circle Brewing on Facebook is the best thing.
Yeah, Full Circle Brewing. They're just a hop, just a good stone's throw away from Tioga Sequoia. You guys can almost hear each other yelling at the tanks. When you're yelling at your each's tanks, you're like, "What? Now, wait, is there a road cut off between you guys now because of high speed rail?"
Yeah, Mono no longer goes through, which was the road that reached us both. Now you have to go all the way down to Ventura.
Oh, so just a heads up.
I think Inyo or
high speed rail caused a problem.
No,
Inyo cuts off Kern. It's like if you take Inyo to H to Kern, that'll go across the track still.
Good to know. Good to know.
It's a big old clusterfuck.
Whoa!
Nice plug. Product placement.
Thanks for listening to Perfect Pour Summer!
Wee!